This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Just want to thank you for joining me here today. I really, really appreciate it. I created Senior Care Live to be a safe place to get accurate, reliable information that can really and truly help you when you're caring for your elderly loved ones. I also have excellent, and I mean excellent, service providers on this program. They are the best in their industry. They share their knowledge and expertise with you and I just like to thank all of them for their very significant contributions to this program. And as always, if you have a question about anything discussed on Senior Care Live or how we may be able to help you and your family, here's our toll-free number. Write it down. Feel free to call it at any time, 1-800-331-6445. That's 1-800-331-6445. You can also check out the website, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And if you visit online, let's get connected socially on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for a free e-newsletter. And don't forget to check out our upcoming free educational events. And speaking of that, we just recently had a free educational event. It was really, really good. It was called Hindsight is 2020. And I think that went off really well. I think we're going to make some adjustments to that and then do kind of something similar to that in the future. But I loved it. We had great reviews, but just wanted to thank everyone attending that our recent free educational event. It was well attended and we did receive some great reviews on that. If you want to just be very aware of our next one, just in general, we have four per year. It's one a quarter. It's on the third Wednesday of every month. So here's you can ask to be included in the email invitation and on the listing. But also, here's a save the date over the radio. So our next event, it's on Wednesday, November the 16th. That's the week before Thanksgiving, so that works really, really well. We will be totally focused on Alzheimer's disease, and our feature presenter will be, and he is so good, Dr. Jeffrey Burns. He's the co-director of the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center, and I just love him. He sometimes when you speak with physicians, they they may tend to maybe speak over your head a little bit with some technical terms, etc. And he does not do that at all. He's just so laid back. He always has a smile on his face. And this man is a walking wealth of information and knowledge all about Alzheimer's disease and the searching for a cure and how it can be treated and is it preventable and here's some things that we think will help and all sorts of information totally focused on Alzheimer's disease. So you don't want to miss that one, November the 16th. I just wanted to throw out a save the date. They're always in the morning. Check in at 8:30. Enjoy a free continental breakfast at 9 o'clock. We start promptly at 9 o'clock and we finish promptly at noon. For our friends in the healthcare field, nurses, case managers, social services, you'll receive 3 continuing education credits for each one of these events, and they're totally free of charge. This is free to everyone. We didn't want the cost or the price to be a barrier. So come on down and enjoy that. And also for other medical professionals, we will give you information to self-submit for your 3 CE credits. So there you go. It's also appropriate for the family and friend caregivers. So the layperson out there, you'll receive a certificate of attendance and completion. And this information about Alzheimer's will be very appropriate for both parties, both audiences. So look forward to seeing you out. The room will be completely packed out. In fact, I think we need to get a better room or a larger room, a bigger room right out of the gate, because this is going to be very, very well attended. All right. So, well, it happened again. And this has happened a few times throughout my career here with Senior Care Consulting. As you know, we help families find the right senior care community for an elderly loved one. That could be assisted living, independent living, a nursing home, Alzheimer's, dementia, memory care, or all of the above in a continuing care retirement community. And many times I am contacted by family for a difficult placement. And this is one. So I was hired by my clients. And their family member needed placement, and he needed a high level of care, a very high level of care, including ventilator care. All right, and the person handling his case management, they were, frankly, they're overwhelmed. I mean, they're trying to serve many, many patients and their families. And this manager said, hey, when they found out they're working with Senior Care Consulting, they're like, hey, the more the merrier. Appreciate all the help that we can get. And maybe together we can all kind of work together and get this done and find the best place for this person. And so it worked out really well. But the bottom line is, the discharge of this person, of this patient, headed off to another state to receive the highly specialized care that he needed. And the family really wanted to keep him here locally. The bottom line, I was able to find excellent care for him locally. All right, so this has happened several times throughout my career here where the discharge and placement just was very, very difficult, and I was able to help find a great place. I think in part because this is what I do 24 hours a day through Senior Care Consulting. So as I mentioned many times before, we can handle just straightforward placement needs. We can handle very difficult placement situations. But if you have a question, feel free to call us anytime at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. Also, another thing happened again. As you may know, when I accompany my clients on facility tours, I ask a lot of questions. We get a good look. I ask questions that, frankly, most families either wouldn't know to ask or may feel uncomfortable asking. And then as part of that audit, if you will, I always report the most recent state survey information. So we went to one place, and we found a healthcare survey that took place 6 months ago, back in 2016. However, here's the problem. When I looked, I checked online for the information at medicare.gov, find a nursing home compare. Do you know what I found? I found information, the most recent information on the Medicare website, it was over a year and a half old, dated clear back to early 2015, when in fact, the most recent healthcare survey that was available was from February of 2016. So this updated survey information that is 6 months old now hasn't even been uploaded to Medicare.gov. There's at least six months behind, at least. So in this day and age when everyone, and I mean everyone, does a tremendous amount of research online before they ever hit the ground and go looking at places, right? In this day and age, with the online research, this delay with the stale information on a website that is supposed to be, you know, really, really helpful, it's just inexcusable. It just is. I hate to sound kind of hardcore about that, but I guess I am, because people are depending on this information when making one of the most important decisions of their entire lifetime. And this information, at least what I just saw, is horribly, horribly stale. So you got to be careful. Also, there was a particular nursing home that we visited. It was recently rated 5 stars and had been rated very highly for a long time. But now, all of a sudden, they are a 3-star rated nursing home, which is considered average. So here's the major problem. They're currently operating, in my opinion, at about a 1-star level, which is not below average, but far below average. But guess what? They're being propped up by a good survey from 3 years ago. Okay, because Medicare looks at this as a 3-year rolling average. So be careful. These ratings represent 3-year rolling average. So they look better than they're actually operating currently. And then you could go the other way. I visit a place where it's at 3-star ratings, but in my opinion, they're operating pretty close to a 5-star level, not above average, but far or well above average. Right. So this is in Kansas. So let me use round numbers. Okay. I'm just going to round them off for ease of example here. So in Kansas, the average number of residents in a nursing home is 50. The average number of deficiencies is 10. So for every 50 residents, the average is 10 deficiencies that the state wants you to correct, things that you need to correct. These folks care for 200 residents. So if they were going to be average, shouldn't they be allowed 40 deficiencies if you just do the proportions and the math? But that's not the case. That you can have 10 to be average. Well, they only had 3 deficiencies for 200 residents. That is almost impossible. They're operating at a very high level, but yet they're only rated as a 3-star. So you have to be really, really, really careful. And do not put all of your eggs in that star rating basket. All right. The Senior Care Life question of the week. Home care services, including non-medical in-home assistance, are covered by Medicare. Is this statement true or false? Are these services covered by Medicare? Find out right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. You can call it literally anytime, 24 hours a day, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you're not around a radio or you're traveling, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Simply go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the Listen Live button. You can't miss it, and it'll stream straight to any electronic device, your phone, tablet, laptop, whatever you have. It is really that simple. So back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Home care services, including non-medical in-home assistance, are covered by Medicare. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. These services are not covered by Medicare. However, many times they are covered by long-term care insurance. And we've kind of talked about that several times, but they're absolutely not covered by Medicare.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. This has been an active week. let me say, I was inspired to do this part of the segment just by interacting with one of my recent clients when he was very alarmed, and he called me up saying, wait a minute, we need to talk about this. So here's the message. Be extremely careful when reading online customer reviews of senior care communities, independent living, assisted living, nursing homes, memory care, etc. Now, I'm not talking about the Medicare ratings. Okay, I'm talking about like the 1 to 5 star, you know, the Yelp type reviews. Okay, be really careful, and I'm going to explain this. So this, again, includes assisted living, nursing homes, memory care, independent living. So when I recently purchased a new dishwasher, and you're like, wait a minute, why are you talking about a dishwasher? All right, this will make sense. I did read online customer reviews, and I looked for a model that had several hundred reviews, not 5, not 10 or 20 or even 50, several hundred reviews. And I was looking for a high rating, mostly positive, and this works well to help guide your purchase decisions when you're buying a piece of equipment or a machine. And guess what? I'm very happy with my dishwasher. However, this does not work nearly as well, in my opinion, when choosing a senior care community. Right? So there are a large number of variables that you must consider. And oh, by the way, this is no piece of equipment, right? So there are too many moving parts here, I think, to get a good feel for this. So, and I've said this before, I'll say it again. I could ask 10 people who had an experience staying in the same community and ask about their opinion of the place. And guess what I'm going to hear? I will hear 10 different stories, all the way from it's the best place ever to it was the absolute worst place ever and everything in between. It happens all the time, right? So one of the biggest challenges is that many times you have multiple family members that are involved, and each one of them may have a very different opinion of what should be provided, how it should be provided, or whether or not their loved one should be there at all in the first place, right? So you have, that's just built-in trouble for one of these, you know, 1 to 5 star ratings, right? So you have one, you could have two family members from the same family, and one give it a 1 star and one give it a 5 star. I mean, how are you supposed to deal with that? So if someone has a negative experience, they're the very first ones to eagerly get online and go anywhere where they can to on the internet to provide a bad review as a way to of revenge and kind of get them back. And I'm going to show you, I'm just going to give you a bad rating. Right. I've personally met with multiple families who had experiences at the very same facility, and some were very pleased and some were absolutely devastated with, in their opinion, of how poor the care was and how bad their experience was. So because of all the subjective factors and difference of opinion, it's just mind-boggling to believe that two families could have such different experiences at the exact same place. But this happens all the time. It's very common for this to occur. So you just can't put all your eggs into one online ratings basket, if you will. So I would give more weight to the rating if there would be several hundred legitimate, and I mean legitimate, online ratings by real customers. Right. This way you could start to filter out the negatives or not and get a better sense of customer satisfaction. But, you know, you have to make sure that your competitors aren't getting on there and smearing, making up stories. I mean, how do you vet these things? And a lot of these ratings, by the way, are online and provided through these free referral services, the pay to play. I've talked about them several times. And so, I mean, how legit are these things? Okay. So that's my question. And then you have disgruntled employees, who maybe they were fired. Maybe they left the job. They're usually the first ones to jump online and smear their former employer, and write negative ratings. And sometimes they even call the state of Kansas or Missouri to file a bogus complaint against the facility. So my client called up and said, whoa, wait a minute. I read all this stuff. And as it ends up, what they read was very easily explainable. It didn't involve the facility that he was considering, but it looked like it did, but it did not. Okay, and then he was looking at all of these other complaints. Well, they clearly came from an employee. I could tell by reading it. I explained everything. I kind of cut through the noise there, if you will. There were only like four or five complaints, and three of them were bad. And so they had a horribly low rating, and he just completely panicked. And he's like, well, wait a minute. So don't just the warning is just be careful of these consumer ratings for senior care communities, and never, ever put all of your eggs in that one basket.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, enough about Medicare star ratings and consumer reviews and those ratings. Let's shift gears and talk to the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Mr. Keith Blay and Mark Wirth. And fellas, welcome back to the program.
Great to be here.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. So first of all, we're going to talk about kind of some similar information to what we had talked about at our recent free educational event. And if you could kind of rewind time and back up and have a professional and, you know, excellent provider such as yourself come in and meet with the couple and do some things right. Maybe have a do-over, and do some things right. Maybe their story looks a lot different. Maybe has a lot different outcomes. I loved what you presented.
Well, thank you. I mean, one of the first things we covered was actually how to select a contractor in the first place, as you know. And it's to kind of segue off of what you were just talking about. The sites like Yelp and stuff like that, you really want to go to something like the Better Business Bureau or Angie's List.
Yeah, because you're going to have a lot more, I think, of legitimate reviews.
Exactly.
And a lot more of reviews, period.
Yeah, you get a lot more reviews, a lot more legitimate. I mean, anybody can put anything they want on Yelp or you know, other sites. So
it's just unfiltered. It's not monitored.
Right.
So that's
I've found reviews for people we never worked for.
So that's someone with some sour grapes or just trying to muddy the water.
Could be a competitor.
It could be. So all right. So Keith and Mark, right after the break, let's get into this and let's begin by how do you select a remodeling contractor? More right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss any episode of Senior Care Live, you could always go back after the fact. Go to the website, seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and you can listen to any previously aired episode right there at your convenience. It is literally that simple. We have hundreds and hundreds of people do that every single month. All right, back to the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay and Mark Wirth. And by the way, they do lots and lots and lots of great work. They've been in business since 1969. I mean, hello, that says enough right there, because that's so rare. It's unbelievable. Locally owned, family owned business. All of their staff have been there forever and ever. Reach out to them and most of our focus here is remodeling your home to age in place, but you do a lot of other not age and place related businesses as well. But so look, if you're looking for quality work, call Mr. Remodeler 913-362-7166 or in Missouri 816-453-3049. And also check out their brand new website. I'm still jealous of your website, by the way. It looks really nice at mrremodeler.com. So, Keith, since I've been kind of talking about, you know, warning about some of these, you know, some of these customer reviews, share with us what you just found. This is fascinating.
I just looked up on Yelp, and we have one review, and of course it's negative because people only people who are mad only take the time to do it.
Yep.
But it supposedly my father looked at this job and sold it himself in 2014. And the problem is my father passed away in 2013. So this fella, if we worked for him, doesn't even know who he worked with. So it's hard to believe this actually is a client of ours.
That's bogus as
right.
I almost swore. That makes me really mad. I almost swore on the radio. I'm not going to do that. Yeah. Mark, you can hold off on the bleep button. But I was going to say that that's bogus as heck.
Well, it's frustrating.
It is.
Well, it is. We had one on Google for years, and we never could figure out who it was. Yeah. And I'll tell you, if you go to Angie's List or the Better Business Bureau, we're also members of the Kansas City Chamber of Commerce, of NARI, you know, all these organizations. Mm-hmm. You know, you will find at least two that I know of negative reviews on Angie's List of us. We didn't work for either one of them. We somehow offended them on the first visit. Hmm. I don't know how we did that since it isn't really our goal to offend people on the first visit.
Yeah, yeah, you just went out to check it out.
Right. One of them, we gave them a price of what it would cost us to do, and the estimator did, and they got offended and wrote three paragraphs.
Oh, boy, yeah.
So, yeah. And they got it done for less, which that's fine. We're not saying you have to pay that. Just you have to pay that if we're going to do it. You know, we've been around a long time. There's, you know, certain expenses.
Yeah, and there's quality work, and then you can hire someone. You can always hire someone to do it less expensive.
Absolutely.
What are you getting for that?
Right.
You know, so if you found it cheaper, just get along about your business and don't write three paragraphs and throw some, you know, a reputable, great, long-time family-owned business that does great work. Don't throw them under the bus just because you didn't like their price. It's ridiculous.
But the thing is with Angie's List, at least historically, I know you don't have to pay for it now. They just started some sort of free model.
Yeah.
You know, they paid their $30 a month or whatever and put their opinion down. And honestly, that's fine. We've got enough positive reviews. I don't really worry about it. Yeah. And you're not going to do business without, you know, irritating some people.
It's going to happen. There's some people you're not going to make happy. You can look at them and they're going to write a bad review.
Right. But you know, in picking a contractor, go to the Better Business Bureau, see if they're, part of organizations like NARI, if they're part of the community. But beyond that, check years in business. And I'm not just saying that because we've been in business so long, although I obviously have a bias. But years in business mean you know how to run a business. And it also shows that you're going to be around. You know, if a company's been around for 10 years, they've passed the magical 4-year mark, and they're probably going to be there next year. If a company's been around 20 years, they're even more likely they're going to be there when something goes wrong. So it does count. It does matter. The other thing is, a lot of people say, you know, I want references. Well, nobody's going to show you bad references. It just seems kind of silly in this industry. In other industries, I get it, but in this industry.
Well, it's like when you're applying for a job. Can we have three references? Well, I'm going to give you my three best references.
Right.
I'm not going to give you a reference of anyone that doesn't give me a glowing 100% rave review. So
in the 80s, we had, I think it was 3 pages of references.
Yeah.
My father just like printed out 3 pages of old customers. And this is before everybody was, you know, I would never do that now.
Yeah.
It's a whole different world. But and there happened to be a lady on there who we did work for and was happy, but was very difficult.
Yeah.
And he sold a job once because the customer had called this lady and he got off the phone and said, I'm definitely going with Mr. Remodeler, with Dean Blay, because if he can satisfy her, he can satisfy anybody.
There you go.
You know, so sometimes your most difficult customer is also your best reference.
They are my best references, and sometimes if it's a very, very difficult situation, you have different family opinions, et cetera. Sometimes the most difficult situations, they turn out to absolutely love you, and it turns into just a golden situation.
Right. So, yeah. But if, you know, in a situation where he would have picked his references, he wouldn't have picked her.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Liability insurance, workman's compensation, a written warranty, you know, make sure they've got it in writing.
That's important.
And there again, a warranty, if you've only been in business 1 year, and if you give a 2 year warranty, what's the chances they're going to be there to honor that warranty?
Yeah. Are you going to be here during that warranty period to go back and correct something or fix something if there's a warranty call?
Right.
Yeah.
And there's tons of incredible craftsmen out there doing great work that don't necessarily know how to do the other part of it, which is run the business.
Yeah.
You know, the cheapest guy isn't always the best guy. Never give in to high pressure sales.
Mm.
If somebody's trying to pressure you to sell something, trying to create this, you got to sign it now. We'll give you 20% off or whatever. You're not going to be happy with it. Historically, we don't do that. We have on occasion accidentally hired someone like that, and every one of those jobs were difficult.
Yeah,
and they had to just move on because that's not our thing.
Yeah, and every time. If I'm looking for something and someone's trying to high pressure kind of close the deal on me, wait a minute, you had me until you just started pulling that stuff, trying to overcome my objections.
Right.
Today and today only, you're excused. Goodbye.
Yeah.
You lost me. I don't have anything to do with that. I don't want anything to do with it. Most people are totally turned off by that.
Well, there's so many companies that will give you a discount if they can put a sign in the yard. And then the next one is, will you give us five friends? And boy, you know, I've gotten those phone calls before, you know, from a knife salesman and different things. And
yeah.
It's like, oh, great. Thanks a lot. You know, but they've all got different methods to get more names, basically.
Yep. Well, and seriously, anybody that gives, you know, five of their friends' names to a remodeling carpenter or salesman, they're not your friend. They're just not your friend.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I realize if you're in sales, you know, you're out there hustling, you're trying to develop prospects and everything, but just don't high pressure sales me. Okay. If I tell you I need overnight to think about it, if I want to pray about it, if I want to talk to my wife about whatever, then that's what I mean. And then I will call you back and I will either buy or not. So leave me the heck alone, you know.
Well, and with the aging in place too, there's so many times that we are dealing with the older homeowners, and a lot of times they want that third party, whether it be a, you know, son, daughter, it might be their occupational therapist.
I
had a lady yesterday who, you know, thought she wanted a chairlift and went out there with the intent to kind of go that route. And she said, I talked to my therapist this morning. She said, absolutely not. That's not for me, you know, because she couldn't transfer that well.
Okay.
She thought would be even worse.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically in her case, she just needed not to probably go downstairs. And while I was there, I said, what can I do to help you? What can I take downstairs for you? And she handed me a piece of Tupperware. You know, and that need to go downstairs.
Oh.
So I took it downstairs.
There you go.
That's
very nice.
It's probably not something that had to be done.
Yeah.
But,
you
know,
for
a year, for a year she had done that, you know, when she wanted to, and she still wanted to have that ability.
Well, so this is a very good point, is that, you know, when you go out, and especially when you're doing a remodeling job to age in place, generally you're dealing with elderly people who want to remain independent in their home. And so a lot of other providers are going to go out there and try to, you know, kind of strong arm, you know, hard closing sales tactics and that sort of thing. That does not happen with Mr. Remodeler.
No, it doesn't. Because bottom line, back up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's always good to make sure they have their own employees.
Yeah.
So you don't have a lot of subcontractors you got to deal with.
Uh-huh.
But bottom line, do you feel comfortable with them? Do you feel, is this somebody you want in your house for, you know, 2 to 3 to 4 to, depending on what you're doing? I mean, we just added on a garage for somebody, which was actually an aging in place project.
Mm-hmm.
He needed a third garage on the same level and we added it on. And, you know, we've been there for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So you're going to be living with these folks for
a
while.
Right.
So you'd better trust them. You better feel comfortable with them, and that's the bottom line. And so I just appreciate your approach of coming out in more of a consultative, you know, listen, learn, educate, recommend, and just kind of that type of an approach versus a sales approach. Got to close the sale. So for our listeners, if you want to reach out to the good guys for Mr. Remodeler in Kansas, 913-362-7166, Missouri, 816-453-3049, or you can always go online, and it's a brand new website, and it is killer. There are before and after pictures. It's fantastic. I think you'll love it. MRRemodeler.com. MRRemodeler.com. We'll be back with more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. And for more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Back to my special guest today, the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Mr. Keith Blay and Mark Wirth. And if this is resonating with you and you're like, you know what? They really are good guys, and my mom was just high pressure, tried to make the sale with some folks last week. We didn't go with them. Call Mr. Remodeler. They do business the right way, and if you've been in business for 47 years in a very competitive space, such as the remodeling space out there, you're doing something right. That means you're doing business the right way. 913-362-7166. In Missouri, 816-453-3049, or check out their awesome brand new website, mrremodeler.com, mrremodeler.com.
Well, we wanted to talk a little bit today about the evaluation process when we actually go to the home. And after our workshop last week, we talked about some of the availability of the senior care living facilities and the waiting list and things that you pointed out. And we did want to bring up that a lot of these improvements, they don't have to be long-term improvements. If you're on a waiting list of whatever it might be, 12, 18 months, and you're having trouble getting in and out of the house, we can build a ramp. It doesn't have to be a permanent structure.
It's something that can be removed when you sell a house.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And when you look at a lot of times chair lifts and things like that, some of the companies that do that have buyback programs if you need it for short term. They also have used equipment that you can get at a fairly low price, and they'll come out and put those in. There again, if it gets you, you know, past that safety issue for a short period of time, it's very beneficial to do that.
Absolutely. And, you know, what is one broken hip worth to you?
Right.
I mean, seriously,
exactly.
It's stunning. You just have to, it has to be a safe environment, and that's where you can help. And I love the idea of you have all these pictures that you shared with us where you've kind of changed a bathroom, like a shower space in a bathroom from kind of the traditional to a no barrier, roll right in and take your shower and leave. Well, guess what? If that helps you with your hygiene and you're in your home for 6 to 24 to 36 months, you've just made a huge improvement to your home, and you're getting your money back when you sell it.
Exactly. Those are not improvements that are looked at just from an aging in place. I mean, it doesn't matter what your age, if you can just walk into a shower and you don't have a curb. And
I wish I had one. You,
yeah.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
And they're beautiful. And, yeah. You know, the other situation we get into a lot of times is the laundry being in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And there again, I mean, we can make a laundry room on the first floor, perhaps, or whatever the situation is. But, you know, if you need that for a short term and we need to put it in your dining room, I mean, we can temporarily set it up in your dining room, and
you know, a few wall repairs and disconnecting some pipes and drain line, and it's a dining room again.
So. Yeah, and see, I love that idea. So in a lot of my clients, there are 12, 18, 24-month waiting lists for some of the best places, and they're like, we're waiting until we get a call because that's one of the best places and that's where we're headed. Well, so we need to back up then. How do we make your home safer and more livable, more functional for that waiting time? And these are some things that can happen, and they can be permanent changes or they can be temporary in and out changes. But it all has a purpose and achieves the function of safety.
Exactly. You know, in the evaluation process, that's kind of our number one goal is safety. We all have needs and wants, but we kind of concentrate on the needs. And I always look at the first thing, how are we going to get in and out of the house?
Yep.
Whether that be for a doctor's appointment or, you know, on a daily basis, if you're still driving, that type of thing. We tend to concentrate in the garage area. That way you're not out on the front porch and putting a ramp in, and then you've got to transfer in and out of the car out in the ice or the cold or extreme heat, whatever the situation is. And then we kind of move in from there. I mean, the layout of the house, door openings, do they need to be widened? You know, lever handles on doors, just if you have arthritis, just, you know, small things that can be accomplished.
One thing to point out here is, as Mark goes through this, you'll notice he's thinking of things, you know, when he looks at something in the middle of the summer, he's still thinking about what it's going to be like in the winter. You know, and that's part of having that CAP certification, the certified aging in place, that, you know, you get your average handyman or something that shows up to put in a grab bar and look around, see if you need anything else. They're going to think about it now.
They may not be looking forward thinking.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And oh, by the way, I always love to point out, first, you've been doing certified age in place work for decades before there was ever even a certification. I say I love that.
Yeah.
Not too many remodeling businesses could possibly say that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and most of, you know, particularly when you're older, or if you have a debilitating disease or something like that, I mean, it's just a fact that you're not necessarily going to get in a better condition. So what works for you today might not work for you 6 to 12 months from now.
Yeah.
So we want to make those allowances, and, you know, I don't like to go in and have a negative attitude, but when people say, oh, I can do that, in the back of mine, I'm thinking, well, you can today, but what's the long-term goal here?
What about down the road? So, and you've worked with customers and families where you'll go in and you may do it in phases maybe. Maybe you'll do, you know, some work, and then maybe a year later you'll come back and maybe do another piece of it or something like that. But
definitely.
I like the idea of the forward thinking, and have you thought this through? Just help people think it through. And then if they want to do it, great. If they don't want to, that's fine.
Sure.
But I think it's a great approach.
I think it's good mainly just to have a plan. And be proactive with that plan. I go out and see people who don't do anything, you know, from day one, but that doesn't mean that they don't call in 6-12 months and say, you know, I think I'm at that point. I need this.
Yeah.
And it's always good not to wait till the last minute because,
oh boy,
sometimes we are, you know, we do have schedules. However,
And you're busy. You're busy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I had a lady, like I said, yesterday with some railings, and we've done a lot of work for her over the year, and it's like, okay, we're going to try to get that railing up there because she needs it.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Well, I looked at a couple that wanted a sunroom, and they're in their 70s, get around great, no perceivable healthcare problems, but they're not. She started talking about selling the house, or when they sell the house, and she stopped and she goes, why are we worrying about that? We're not going to be the ones selling it. Our kids are.
Ah.
So they made that decision. They were looking at apartments, and they weren't necessarily assisted living. It was just apartments for seniors. And in one case, they wanted $88,000 down.
No, ho.
And it was $1,500 a month. And when they moved, if they left, they got their $88,000 back plus 3% or something.
Yeah.
But I'm like, for $1,500 a month, I can do a lot.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And just stay home and not have to
$19,000
yourself.
A year.
Yeah, absolutely. So, that's just amazing. And the other thing, and then I can't believe we're almost out of time. During this, educational presentation that we made, one of the big issues was the, you know, the washer and dryer in the basement and the freezer. And so you just walked through and said how this could just be very easily relocated to the main floor. Just take that stairway out of play. And so it's just not a hazard anymore.
Well, and I always question, you know, why does someone really need a freezer? And, you know, but we're creatures of habit.
Absolutely. So, yeah. All right, Mr. Remodeler, the good guys for Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166. In Missouri, 816-453-3049 or online at mrremodeler.com. Guys, thanks for being here today.
Great to
see you, Steve.
To everyone listening, I'm so honored you spent part of your day listening to this program. Thank you so very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.